Welcome everybody, Mark Davis here and
Anna Davis,
my wife Anna. This is a really special presentation tonight. It was a co-venture a little bit with my wife. She gave this presentation before a while ago called Attraction, what was attracting to women. And I
was pretty good too. I listened to myself first time ever. I'm like, wow, I guess I'm smart sometimes.
She's very smart all the time. And anybody knows her knows that. So what I did was I wanted to do something on becoming the man of her dreams. And so I asked my wife to do this presentation, and it ended up being kind of a joint venture. So I'm going to lead it off tonight because I created the outline, and then I'm going to ask her to comment on it. So so here we go. I want to just give a summary of where we're going with this tonight, an overview. I pulled some photos from the original presentation my wife did talking about, and for her, she includes a lot of photos. So tonight you guys will love it because there's a lot of pictures involved that she threw in the middle of this content, this topic, and so to convey the emotions, the energies of what's involved. So we're talking about becoming the man of her dreams. For really, it is about attraction. Mm-hmm. It's about what really grabs a woman's heart. So she included these photos to capture the emotions of what she felt. We're going to talk about a lot of things tonight, about family and even sexual energy and attraction. And again, she pulled all these photos, so which is great. I love being able to talk about sexual energy, because if I do it without her here, you know, it just sounds weird. But with her together, it's kind of a couple things. So I think this summarizes right here. The women want to be able to say, your boyfriend's like this, my boyfriend's like this. And so you guys all want to be that. So your woman is saying, this is my man, and I'm very proud of her. So with that, here's the overview for tonight. We're going to talk about attraction, and it's a primary to all life with people and in the animal kingdom. And trust me, I'll shut up here in a little bit, but it is my outline, so I kind of have to read the lines and I'll talk a little bit. But even in the animal kingdom, males and females both have to put out some effort to attract the other mate. So it's just fundamentals here. Just talk about the basics of attraction, is that you do have to do something to try to stand out a little bit, to attract someone. That you have to draw attention away from the pack to yourself. And it kind of reminds me in the movie Hitch, when he goes in the middle of this, the girl surrounded by all the guys at the bar. She walks in, he walks right in the middle and says, hey, can you give me a refill? And she walks out and says, who are you? I'm not the barkeep. And he goes, well, I know, but I had to do something to get you away from them. She goes, really? It was so adorable. So anyway, drawing people out of the pack. and you must offer something that they see as attractive. And that's kind of what I want to talk about tonight, because we have our own ideas about what's attractive and what should be attractive to another woman. And often we're not on the same page. They go, that was not attractive. So my part is I'm going to do this little piece right at the beginning where I'm going to talk about the top 10 observations we saw that we were attracted to them. And then we'll spend the rest of the night talking about the top characteristics that international women consider attractive in the men. What is the man of their dreams? What are their characteristics? And that'll be primarily her genre here tonight. This was cute. This is another one. My wife comes up with the cutest little thing she finds on the internet. Go ahead and read them what this one says.
Okay, are you ready?
Go for it.
Okay. You have been online for 1 year. Do you wish to log off and get a life? Yes or no? Or remind me next year. And it's kind of really important because lots of guys dream and don't do stuff. So I think it's really important. Just follow your dreams because, you know, sometimes people say, I'm afraid to fail. But if you don't try, you'll never feel succeed or fail. You have to learn life and experience. So that was adorable and so funny.
I loved it. All right. So guys, let me just go through briefly what we've talked about before, what attracted us to them. And these were from, I took this several years ago. I had a bunch of guys coming back from a series of tours one of the years we were doing. And I said, all right, they came back all excited and enamored with the women they met overseas. Well, what attracted you? Can you name it? I really got them to boil it down to specifics. So we came up with this list. I'm just going to read the bullet points and we're going to move on. But this is what attracts us to them. First of all, we just found them to be very feminine. They're proud to be women inside and out. We just have found them to be authentic, just very real people and very comfortable to be around, no games. We appreciate the fact that they appreciate and respect men, you know, in general, in part of their culture. And that within the dating age, there are very few overweight, you know, which is very attractive visually, physically for us. Also on the list were men are expected to be the leader, and it's really refreshing to be honored and be respected, and that they look to us to lead, and it raises us up to another level. It causes us to want to be a better man, and I love this. They love to identify and connect and care for their man, and this phrase that this is my man, and there is something so captivating. See, how do you not love this? How do you not love this? And they love it when we show them romance and chivalry. It's appreciated. You'll never get an insult for opening a door for a lady over there or bringing flowers.
No kissing my hand.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, and compliments on her hair, anything. All that stuff works, guys. It works. So.
Yeah, but just don't do regular compliments. Do like, you're looking so beautiful today. Sorry, I almost killed my husband.
I am?
You're so handsome. Oh. I love you so much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So make sure, you know, because you can say, oh, I like you or something, and it's okay. But if you try to fall in love with someone, make sure someone will fall in love with you. You have to make sure you have a strong connection and you really give eye contact and just be flirty a little bit. So it's a little bit different than just, hey, I like your shoes. Okay. So just try to be really specific with compliments and try to be really different. You know, just eye contact and different and be really romantic.
No, that makes a difference. You know, it's how you say something too, not just what you say. Yeah. You know, to say, you know, just say, oh, I like your hair. You know, or to say, your hair is amazing. I just couldn't stop and say something.
Please don't stop. You know, so ladies all want to hear something and they want to make sure it's genuine too. Mm-hmm. And they really appreciate when you do the compliments for them.
Traditional values, I found that they have a really high work ethic. They place, you know, respect for family, elderly, kids, these kind of things. And it's more than just beautiful, they're really sharp and educated, and I was very impressed with it. Yes, and a sharp wit. So let's talk about what's on the women's list. And I boiled this down to basically, once you guys go into my training series, when you're going on a quest tour, you have to take the training videos. And I talk about the three things that are always going on in a woman's mind when she's interacting with you. She's asking herself these three questions. What kind of chemistry do we have? What sort of lifestyle would we share? And what kind of a protector and provider is he? So getting into that, I'm just going to pull these out there, show some of my wife's photos, and let her kind of carry it. So here we go. Here's what the women find to be the man of their dreams, that these little things that kind of get them excited, and you can score points, and it's not as hard as you think. So here we go. First of all, chemistry is a matter of emotions, of energy, and connection. It comes down to, and this was part of her list, appearance, laughter or your personality, confidence and ambition, and then a natural sexual energy.
And appearance can be not just like how you look like. Appearance, how do you appear to this person? Do you appear as a leader? Do you appear as a strong person? It's not about you have a six-pack or long hair. It's about, you know, how, you know, gentleman you are with me and how nice you are to me. So that's kind of appearance, because you can see from far away what kind of person, how you was that lady. So you will see, oh yeah, he's just regular dude and he's like really gentleman and try to be nice on a date. So it's a little bit different change, you know, situation and that. So appearance is not how you look like. Appearance is how you appear to a lady. It's what kind of personality you are. And laughter, I think it's biggest thing for ladies. I know maybe some of you guys don't know too many jokes, but I always say when you go to a tour, maybe research few, so you at least have, you know, a few good jokes you can tell to her, so she will laugh, and she will feel comfortable with you immediately. Because sometimes when you go on a date, and ladies can be a little bit shy, but if you make her laugh, she will feel a little bit different, and she will like you already, and then just go for it and see how it goes. And confidence, just like I said, you know, you have to kind of know what you do. Even if you don't know, if you do, act like you know. It's okay. You have assistant. You can say, yes, we're doing this. I'm like, what are we doing? No, right? So it's Because I know lots of you guys, like at work, for example, you're really ambitious and you're confident in yourself. And when you go to a dating and somehow you think it's scary and different, but it's not. You just have to be yourself, literally, and it's nothing scary. And if, like I said, if a girl doesn't like you for who you are, then she's not for you. But if she likes you, like, I love my husband for who he is. No matter for better or for worse, we're still together. And after, ever after. Natural sexual energy, that's what I said, you know, be it, like, if you're dating for someone for a long time already, just make sure you have those kind of compliments, you know, you always, like, hold her hand, pay attention to her, you know, like, always be nice, and just give her attention, because she will feel really special about that.
Well, that's Anna's overview, and so to break that down, so you guys really get the lesson, I broke each of these down into little points.
Oh, I was done.
Oh, I know you were, but
no, I'm joking. Well, 15 minutes, that's a record for me.
Record, whoo, she's done, we're out of here. So appearance is about first impressions, and let's see what I wrote on here. It has to do with fashion, is one thing, and I think fashion has a lot to do with just being attentive that you care for your appearance.
Yeah, a lot of Ukrainian people, even though we don't have too much money sometimes to dress, we really try to appear nice, fashionable. We watch, you know, sometimes movies and we see like, oh, this is amazing, this is amazing. In Ukraine, fashion is amazing and it's cheap. And for us, fashionable is just to have a classics look, you know. Like, for example, we're in like Hawaiian t-shirts there because I think, and the man flowers is a little bit stupid. So, you know, we don't like blue baggy jeans. You can have a jeans, but it can be black or dark blue, not like...
Little just, style.
Yeah, a little bit more stylish. So, and plus how you, you know, how you present yourself. Like, we never go in wrinkle clothes. We never go in, you know, like... clothes who have holes or rips, unless it's a fashion. So it's really important how you represent yourself, because it's really important. Like my husband said, it's an even in male kingdom, you know, like you have to represent yourself and be a little bit different so someone can be attractive to you. And if you really, really suck, like my husband before, in the fashion, it's okay. It's fixable. Because if you will have a lady who she likes, she will help you to show you what she attractive to. And then she will change it a little bit, help you. And then it's going to be all good for all of you.
I was thinking about it too. One of the things that impressed me was in her fashion. I mean, they'll say that, you know, because they don't make a lot of money there, so they may have just a few outfits, but they're proud of each piece of every outfit, and they're kept really, really well. And I remember the first time we went to the Kids Planet with your goddaughter, and she just wore a sports outfit. I go, okay, we're wearing sports clothes, you know. But for her, it was like every piece matched, down to the shoes were like the stripes and the shoes matched the outfit. So, you know, it can be sports clothes, but the sports clothes just have to be nice, you know, and this kind of thing. So it just shows that you care. It's a reflection on your personality, for them anyway. And then one of the points I think that's important to make here is that you're going to their culture. You know, for us here, you can be sloppy. You can wear, I mean, you guys have all been to Walmart and seen people in slippers. And, you know, or you say, well, I just got off work, you know, and so you're wearing a sweat-drenched wife-beater t-shirt and dirty jeans and work boots. It's like, you know, well, that may be fine in America, but over there... Just you want to be fresh, clean, and sharp. And it's not hard because that's all you're doing over there is dating. You know, it's not like you're coming off of work.
Yeah. But, and guys, it's not hard. Even when I do remodeling in the house and I have to run by Home Depot and I have workers go with me and I'm like, excuse me, one second, I change. He's like, you changing? Why are you changing? I'm, well, I'm going out from a house.
Public.
Of course I'm going to change. Like, I have a dress who is in, like, drywall stuff. And, you know, so for us it's a little bit important. I don't know why, it's just who we are, and
it's
that's
classy.
Why, and that's why you like us.
Well, it is, and it's respectful to others. See, it's one of the things we like about them is that they always want to look their best to represent you, you know, so she, because she'll always say, babe, I go shopping for you, so I look good, so you
yeah,
can be proud
like,
of
like,
your
oh,
woman.
Yeah, like, oh, that's my wife, yeah. I was like, yeah, that's my wife.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, doing that, it's kind of matching their effort. I always talk about this, you want to find somebody who matches your effort, and this is one of the ways you can match your effort, just, you know, just that little bit of awareness. Let's see, what else? Facial hair. Now, again...
it's not fashionable in Ukraine. So if you want to do it and your girl is fine with it, it's okay. But in my opinion, I think you should be clean-shaved. Unless if it's really stylish for you and it looks great on you. But otherwise, you know, I have to kiss this lip. Sure, no way.
Yeah, I used to have a goatee and I liked it. But again, she's, you know, these women are they're the queen you're looking for. There's, you know, their skin is very sensitive. And so she always had a red rash around her lips. And so it was like, all right, I'll give it up. But it's more of a, it's a cleaner fashion for them. And we've had guys who've had them, you know, a little thin trim. Things are just really sharp and it works for them. But we've also had other guys we've had to say, you know, they had like the biker beards and things like this. So you go, okay, you know, let her get to know you first.
Because, yeah, like my husband said, here is a little bit different. So if she come over here, you want to do that's fine. But in Ukraine, you will look, you will stand out and probably not in a good way.
Not in a good way. Comfortable in your posture. I think this is what appearance, when she was saying, you know, comfortable appearance isn't just about your physical packaging. It's like, you know, seeing you are just comfortable. And that comfortable doesn't mean you have to be, you know, a type A driver personality or a flashy expressive or an analytical. It just means who you are. You enjoy where you're at. You're having a good time. You're relaxed. And we try to do a lot to make you comfortable with your translator, with everything being taken care of for you so you can relax. The company of other guys, you know, you're enjoying yourself. And I think that's part of where they can tell just walking up to the table, leaning or shaking their hand, say, hi, hi, hi. And when you sit down, you know, it's just very attractive.
Yeah. And you definitely, when you, if you go to a tour and you go to a table, you have to introduce yourself to every lady. And if lady is late and she just got go to a table, you have to get up, shake her hand, say, mm-hmm. Oh, hi, my name is this. Because I noticed lots of guys, lady come in, guys just sitting there talking to the ladies. You know, you can just stop for a second and just acknowledge that lady. And it will show your good manners and respect to all people. So it will be really attractive to ladies.
You'll score points with the other ones to see how you're respectful. So a new lady comes, sits at the table, stand up, shake her hand, welcome, hi, my name is. So, your physical shape. Now, I want to talk about physical conditioning. I think there's an aspect of where, like, I'm not who is our Bruce Christoph, you know, or a bodybuilder, or Lawrence Jackson. But I try to take care of myself. This morning I ran 3 kilometers.
Whoa.
I know, see?
I was cooking this morning.
I know, she cooked. We had guests over. It was awesome. So obviously it's, you know, the physical package isn't as, you know, you're not trying to be on a magazine.
Fine, I'll tell you a secret. My husband doesn't have a six-pack, and I still love him. So, you know, physical shape, it's in Ukraine, we don't have too many overweight people. And if someone want to come and find a wife, and if you feel like you should lose a little bit of weight, it's a good thing to do it. I mean, she still can find you attractive and fall in love with you because you're trying to do something. You're trying to accomplish something. It's not like, oh, yeah, I should probably lose 80 pounds, but I never will and I will never do. Like, mm-hmm. It's not attractive. It's attractive. You will try to do something. Even you are not great in shape. Like, when I met my husband, you know, I didn't look at him as, like I said, six-pack or this or that or that. I just looked at him as a person, and I really like his ambition. I really like his energy. And then wherever camps with it, 4 kids, 2 ex-wives, no six-pack, still love this man.
And I think one of the points here is that, guys, we tend to reflect on our weakness. So, you know, you have this list where it's like just dressing a little bit sharp, you know, being clean-shaven, being comfortable with yourself, and you go physical shape. Oh my gosh, I can never go because I'm not in shape. See, it's on the list, physical shape. Look, it's 1 of 4 that I'm missing as part of first impressions. We have a whole list of things that we're going to talk about that make for things that make their dream man. So if you don't have one, it's okay. Focus on the others, enjoy yourself, mm-hmm. Be confident with who you are. You know, it doesn't mean you're not going to get it. I mean, I found mine, but obviously we're on a quest to be the best who we can be. So don't get freaked out. Just like, see, I can't go because I'm not in shape. Forget it. Just get yourself, you know, just take care of yourself. Be good for yourself and focus on what you have and love your life, love yourself.
And I always say that love yourself first and then women will come along and she will love you as well. Mm-hmm. Because it's really important to be maybe a tiny bit selfish sometimes and do stuff for yourself to make you happy. And, you know, when you're in a happy place, people are more attractive to you.
There you go. Well said. Write that one down, guys. When you're in a happy place, people are more attracted to you. All right. Laughter is a fun one. I want to break it down a little bit here, why I talk about laughter. I believe, and someday I'd love to write a book on this title, Laughter Leads to Love, because I think that it shows you have a common view on the world. When you're both laughing at the same thing, it shows that you see the world the same way. It draws somebody into you, you know, into fascination with your humor. It can be just playful. It can be flirtatious. Yeah.
But when me and my husband met, we have a little different humor. Like, I have a little more tougher humor because I came from Ukraine, and sometimes life is really tough. So, and it took maybe us a year to adjust to each other. I mean, of course, we had, you know, same humor issues and stuff, but still it took... It's probably a year to adjust each other perfectly when you feel like you're in perfect position. Because life is not perfect. You cannot just take someone and she'll be amazing. You will have to work it out. And then with experience come your laughters as well. You watch the same movie. It's funny. You watch this. You do something together. Now you have common laugh things.
It's true. I liked the British humor. You know, like the Monty Python, this kind of thing. And she thought I was crazy.
Yeah.
She thought I was like, what? And now we watch the Steve Odekirk one, Kung Pao, Enter the Fist, and we you know, laugh hysterically, and it's the same kind of a dry British humor. So that stuff works out, but I mean, the first sentence we almost said to each other when I came to the table and saw both of them, I said, you're Anna, you're both named Anna? I said, that's great, I've had a hard day, I'll make my night easy, and immediately, you know, it's the effort, like you said. It's the fact you showed some effort. And then finally, it becomes now a shared experience. The story of this joke of me saying, oh, great, now, you know, you'll make my day easy because you're both named Anna is now a shared experience. So it becomes something now you have in common. You just met, and through humor, you've already got something, a shared experience. You both laughed at something that you'll remember later. All right. Personality. What things. Oh, no. Spell check. It caught me. That should say, what things make you uniquely you? We'll move past that slide quickly.
Go.
Quick. Okay. So here's some of my wife's pictures she threw in. Oh, crap. That was today?
Oh, poor dinosaurs.
I know, poor dinosaurs. I love this.
Oh, my God. I love this picture. You know, I represent this picture. Never give up your dream. Hold on to it so strong. Even someone tried to take it away from you.
So yeah, it's a reflection of your personality, you know. I love this. Escape attempt.
5% complete.
And just little things to reflect your personality. Be unique. Confidence and ambition. Confidence allows her to relax because she doesn't have to worry about your insecurities or worrying about offending you. You can just...
Yeah. And with confidence, even if you go to a restaurant, she's like, oh my gosh, he doesn't know where to go. I have to pick. I have to do this, this, and this. It's like when you're confident, like, hey, I want to do this. And she's like, okay, cool. I'll follow your lead, you know. So it's nice when you just, I don't know, show your leadership and confidence. And like I said, even if you don't know, you can say, translator, okay, what are we doing? Like, yes, I know what we're doing. So, you know, it's just really attractive so lady can relax with you. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of nice. It's the whole reason she's looking for a man to relax with him and be herself.
There it is. And I also have done an entire talk on developing your inner confidence. So it's on YouTube and on our channel if you want to learn more about strategies for doing that. Ambition shows your love for life and desire to grow. And I mention this right now because I haven't told you this. I had a conversation with one of the guys who was thinking about going, and he was had seen one of the talks I did on we were talking about doing the Quest Mastermind, and one of the things we there is that women are very attracted to men with ambition. And he's like, well, I don't even know that somebody would say I reflect ambition because, you know, I'm an IT guy, I just work in a cubicle. You know, I have a great business, make a lot of money, but I'm not out, you know, I don't have to go try to change the world or anything. And, you know, I'm not really looking to grow my business. I already make enough. And I said, well, but you know what? Ambition just really shows that you're successful mm-hmm. and that you love your life.
Yeah, you know? Ambition is not about you have to make up something new every time. It's what you do, you're really great at it and you're comfortable with it. And maybe you want to do new stuff, explore with her some things, but it just shows... You are doing something all the time. It's not like, oh, I don't need to know anything else. Like, I'm knowing all, do it all, so, like, I'm done with life. So that's not attractive. You know, if you try to learn new things, like, for example, if you go travel together and you can see, you know, ambition of you, go and try to go here, this, and see new places. Or when you're in marriage, you can go say, hey, honey, let's go on a date and let's go do this and let's just do something special. So it's just not like you have to do in business specifically. It's in your life. you know, like when my husband run today. Oh, great, honey. You know, I think it's really nice to try to do something. So it's not about I cooked today, yay. So it's just a little bit different when you maybe think what we say that, but it's much easier than that way.
It is. You know, and the fact that you're thinking about traveling halfway around the world to find your half is pretty ambitious. Yeah. So you qualify. Just listening to us, you already qualify.
Yes. You're already looking for someone really special for your life. This is this is what ambition is. Yeah. You don't want to settle down. You want to find something different.
Totally. These are both very attractive traits.
Very.
Very attractive traits. Let's see. What have I got?
Oh, it's a cutie patootie. It's ambition. You know, like... You know what you're inside. I mean, maybe you're a little tiny kitty, but you know you have so much power in you, you can just turn the mountains if you need to. So don't be afraid, because like I said, if you will be afraid of everything, you're not going to do anything. Like if I didn't say, hey, you know what, my husband is too old for me, or going to America, it's too far, I would... not be happy this time. And so I was not afraid to make mistakes, and I didn't.
And this is one of our fears, guys. One of the male psyche, the psychic wound, is that, you know, we're afraid that we're not adequate and for the moment. And the truth is, you are. What you have inside is enough. You're always doing personal development and personal growth, but you have enough. And I think the next one, I love this one. It's like, hey, at least you tried. And it's cute, but really, if you remember in the movie Hitch, you know, he goes out and creates this elaborate date, and it ends up bombing. But it was so cute because the girl he went out with, the next day she's at work, and the girl's like, well, how was the date? She goes, he crashed and burned miserably. But it was adorable. He tried so hard, you know? And just the effort was the captivating thing that was like... You know, it doesn't matter that he crashed and burned. She's already, this would be like the man of your dreams. If you're talking about what's the man of her dreams, it's somebody who thought enough to try.
And women don't look for a perfect man, because if you be perfect, it'll be boring. Like, if my husband make mistake, I'll be like, oh, you cutie patootie made mistake. It's okay, we can fix it. So, you know, it's a teamwork. And don't be afraid to do something weird, or like that was before, stupid or not successful, because you will have a person by your side who will support you.
Yeah. It really is true. Oh, cutie. All right, let's see. And then just...
stop wishing. Start doing.
That's it. So quit wishing for your woman overseas and just get with the program. And by the way, before I go to the next slide, a reminder, if you haven't seen it yet, she's put together the greatest getting started site. So it's under on the Dream Connections website under Contact Us.
Oh, yes, guys, please do that, because you contact me and you're like, I don't know what to do. I put lots of effort to put lots of videos and go through all my videos, especially if you turn the page on and there's a video. You have to watch it. It's 1 minute video. You're not gonna die. Like, for example, if you go to my calendar and it says, watch this, and I'll say, I'm in Pacific time zone. If you call me, and the bottom there's a picture of the times, because you guys messed up time zone, which is okay, but it's mean you didn't watch my video. And if you didn't watch my video, I'm not gonna put more videos on there. There.
That's there right. It is. So the start doing part is go to her site at dreamconnections.com under Contact Us, where it says Anna's Getting Started page, and on there is where you fill out your online profile. And again, we're not asking for money in this. We want to get to know you. We want to make sure it's a good fit what we do on a quest tour. And then she's also got a place for a calendar. So do both those things.
Also, sorry for interrupting, my love.
Yes.
Since I'm going to go on the May tour, I will be not available some turn time. So don't freak out like, oh my gosh, I want to book time with her, but she's not available for months, because I have tour going on. And if you really urgently want to talk to me, you can send me email. But otherwise, maybe you can wait a little bit. And then when I'm done with the tour, I'll be available to talk.
And that's only a week, so it's okay. You'll live. All right. And that's part of doing. I like it. Here we go. Natural dun, dun, dun. Sexual energy. Dun, dun, dun. And I love this picture, because there's so much great... There's really, even though it seems relaxed, there's just so much great connection, sexual energy in it. And it leads into the next cartoon. Oh, I didn't put it in here. I had the cartoon that said I love sex. Maybe it comes up later. Guys, don't be afraid of this topic, because I know in America we're a little hung up on these things, and it's not natural to have these conversations. But the truth is, romance by nature it is about a state of sexual tension. Otherwise, you're just looking for a roommate. If you want a buddy, that's totally different. There's a part of romance that assumes there's going to be a chemical energy here with the potential of being a mate.
And, you know, lots of guys who come to tours, they'll say, I'm Christian, I want to save myself into the wedding. And you know what girls tell me? He's crazy. How are we going to know if he's good or not? I mean, I'm going to marry this man and then what? So if your lady are giving you some kind of hints and you're dating her, you know, you rather make sure you understand those hints, because you cannot just say, oh, I'm going to see you next year. Like, men have needs, women have needs too. So you have to know your woman, she's attractive to you and you're attracted back to her. So it's really important to have sexual energy and to understand each other. You know, it's really, really important.
But it's about pacing and timing. Because again, this is not something I recommend you get into as far as actually crossing the line at the end of your first week. Always have that 5-year perspective in your mind. You're married 5 years, you've been together. You look back on that first week and think about the way you came into winter heart. You're the knight in shining armor. But the beauty
of
it...
Yeah, my husband was so nice before marriage, and then, like, she's mine now. I was like, woo-hoo! We can forget about feet massage and stuff like that.
Oh, it's good. So let's talk about it. This kind of tension is good, and it's fun. Building on flirtation, is just one of the great spices of life. It's so fun. It's so energetic. It's teasing. And doing it in an appropriate way through the stages of the growth of your relationship. By the way, watch. I just did a great presentation on the science of flirting. You can I go through like 15 different specific styles and techniques for flirting that can just add a little fun, a little playful energy. That's fantastic.
Yeah, and you have to understand what.
Not sure if that was sexual or you were being funny. But, you know, that's part of flirting. Mm-hmm. That's the ongoing tension. It's like, was that funny or are you real? And it's like, I don't have to say. But it's fun and it's a great part of life. And
also you have to understand what your lady likes. So mm-hmm. Because if you flirt about something, she's not really into that. You just not doing a good job and just have to find something mutual you like.
And highly recommending you just stay away from actual conversations about trying to have sex during your first week together. Just don't go there. You know, you want somebody you can wake up to every day for the rest of your life. So let it build naturally towards that. It's mutual and it's natural.
When I met my husband first week we dated, I only kissed him like once. Mm-hmm. Because for me it was, you know, like in my head it was like, wow, I'm going to be his future wife. I don't want to look like a slut. I want to look like a lady. I want to make sure he pursues me a little bit. And then I already knew in my heart we're going to get married. But, you know, I want to look back and say, oh yeah, we just... You know, or so bad or so good. And like, I look back at me and I'm like, yes, I did everything correct. You know, my husband respects me. You know, I'm a lady and lots of ladies like that too. So if your lady doesn't kiss you in the first date or she does, it's not, you know, like stuff you have to freak up about. You know, it's just something goes naturally and takes your pace.
Yeah, there it is. That's the one. My wife picked all these drawings so I can show them. But, you know, the truth is the ladies do have a good energy, too. So you don't have to worry about that. Check that box. You'll have a time. You'll have that for the rest of your life if you do it right in sequence, the correct sequence. All right. Let's talk about lifestyles. Anything else you want to add on sexual energy before we move on?
No, I think not right now. We may have more talks on that.
Wouldn't it be great? We'll do a total separate talk just on that sometime.
Definitely.
Lifestyle has to do with the common likes. It's like when the woman's asking herself, okay, I feel chemistry with this guy. There's fun, there's playfulness, you know, I have a basic attraction. And then she's saying, well, what would it be like to actually live with him? What would we do?
Yeah, like the first date that my husband said, well, I'm not going to cook and clean. If you're going to look for that, he's like, no. I'm like, oh, gee, good job. Because it's like I still like to do those things, but it's about what kind of life I'm going to have. Is it going to be just going to be a wife and nothing else to do, just take care of my husband and kids? Or can I dream about something too and have my own goals so I can achieve and he will support me? So it's really important when you just, you know, I don't know, support each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. It's about finding your half. And if you guys haven't understood the concept of the international relationship, it's different. Go to dreamconnections.com/relationships and watch that video. You'll get it. It's an entirely refreshing new concept on relationships and why they're looking for their other half and what that means to them. So let's talk about it. What is lifestyle attraction? What is an attractive lifestyle to them? And first of all, a life that you love and can't wait to share with your half is the most attractive. I don't care whether you're in a one-bedroom apartment and you're just new starting off in this modeling career you're trying to do, or you're an engineer. But the fact that you love your life and you just can't wait to share it with your other half. Number one, I could close this down and say you have got the formula for being the most attractive man in the room if you can say this about yourself. Would you agree?
Yes. Well, that's what I said. You're happy and people are attracted to you.
There you go. We'll probably end up saying it 5 times during this presentation until you guys get it.
But wait, there's 4 times more.
No, this is number 2 at least. You said it before. So let's go through the specifics now, what lifestyle topics are and what could possibly be a commonality, a connection. So first of all, location. You know, if she's sitting here realizing she has to leave her country, where is she going? Where do you live? I mean, are you camped in the middle of the Mojave Desert, or are you going to be stationed at the Arctic poles during a survey?
And the girls have really faint idea where what states are. You know, they know basically California, New York, because it's all movies, Miami, but obviously it's not all states like that. So you just want maybe show it to your lady, there's a few pictures of your house maybe, or a few pictures of where you live, malls, what, like, have general idea where she can go and what to do. Like, you don't have to live in like really crowded neighborhood, but she have to understand she will have a car, she can travel. Like 15 minutes drive, it's like nothing in America. And for Ukraine, it's like, oh wow, it's a long kind of drive, and lots of people don't have cars. So you may have to share with her a little bit about your life and just show it to her, what you do for fun and what you could do. And it's a little bit helpful, because when I came in and I'm like, honey, we're in California, where's all the people in swimming suits and in those, how you call this, when they're like riding on their
rollerblades?
And rollerblades, that's what in the movies, where are the people? Yeah. In fact, I actually have a shock. When I came in, there was no people in the streets, just the cars. I'm like, is this like a scary movie where everyone died and just zombies left? Because it was no people in the streets. And like, when you go to New York or say Disneyland, there's like a bunch of people. But like regular neighborhoods, you see barely anyone. And I was in shock. So you may want to prepare her a little bit for that and just say, yeah, this is a different lifestyle. And it's okay. But you have to get used to it. And if you don't want to be in shock, maybe you want to warn just a tiny bit.
Well, I'll talk about how to prepare her for cultural adjustments. Mm-hmm. But at this point, you're talking about what lifestyle attraction is. It's like you have to think about, again, if you love your life, what do you like about where you live? If you live in Montana, what do you love about being in Montana? If you live in Australia, in New Zealand, in Canada, in the UK, what do you love about there? I guess I'm going to come back to this subject of safe a few times. And the reason I want to say that is because you get into the mind of the lady. You have to understand she's leaving all of her safety structures. They're gone.
Yeah, she used to provide herself, she used to protect herself, now she have to depend on you. And, I tell the ladies, like, don't worry, like, even if something happened, you can go on the street and ask people for help. But they don't know that. I mean, people so freaked me out, I went to 3 months martial arts before I get here. It's like, I was freaked a little bit, but I still like, hey, I gotta do it anyway, because, I know it's good in my heart and I feel like I should do this. So you want to make sure she feels safe. You can tell her, like, this is my relatives, you can talk to them. This is, like, my neighbors, you can meet them. This is people I hang out with. So she will feel like there's other people there as well. So it's kind of nice.
Yeah. So where you live, generally, your comfortableness with it, in general description. We're talking about first time meeting right now. You're not trying to prepare her for moving in with you yet. But just to get a general idea. What you like about where you live, what there is to do that's around there that's fun. Opportunities, like we talked about, I think I'd talk about this next. I'll talk about careers in a minute. But other commonalities are, you all of a sudden find, I love this, it's so fun. We'll get, like, for her and I, we ended up finding all these movies we both liked. And she knew that, and it was funny because it was cute the way they mispronounce, I think they mispronounce, the name of some movie stars, like, Sylvester Stallone, they call him Stallone.
No.
No?
Who said that to you?
You?
No.
You used to always say Stallone.
Yeah, because I like him. Delete, stop the video. No, actually in the movies we just have different names.
Sure.
And for me what's shocking is like when we have voiceovers, manly voiceover, and then like, oh, this person actually doesn't have a manly voiceover.
Oh yeah, yeah, just imagine that.
Yeah, and music, we find out we like the same music because, you know, I grew up in certain people who was much older than me, and I always listened to, you know, AC/DC, with, you know, the other like older generation music, and I like it. And my husband's like, whoa, you like that too? I'm like, yeah, I guess so. Even though we were raised in different generations in different countries, we have probably 80% in common stuff with you. And it's kind of amazing. And movies. I saw so much American movies. I mean, in Ukraine, it's all American movies, music. So we really get kind of like trained to be adjusted to it. And then when you come in here, it's like, oh, it's all the same.
Yeah. And it's true with anywhere in the West. Because I know all you guys, see, this is the one thing that, for good or bad, Hollywood has done is it's given a common culture everywhere. You can go to Australia, you can go to Canada, you can go to Europe, and you're all watching the next Transformers movie and the next Tom Cruise movie and all the rest of the kind of stuff. So that is, and music too, because the big pop artists that come out of, you know, these places are common. So wherever you take her, there's certain things that can be familiar. But the other things like hobbies, you know, somebody's into cycling, you know, and maybe she hasn't tried cycling, but she's physically fit. And she's like, are you kidding me? That'd be great. I'd love to try cycling. Yeah. And all of a sudden you're talking about it and you're, your love for it, and it's something you could have in common.
And not too many people actually have a hobby because we all get cut away with work and we do stuff. So, you know, whatever like fun I do, I consider it a hobby. Like if I want to remodel something, it's a hobby of mine this month. I'm going to do this and this.
Yeah.
Next month, I'm going to have something different. So if you not necessarily specifically say, I have this hobby, you can just say, I'm interested in this. I'm interested in this. So it's kind of attractive as well.
Yeah. And you'll find those things where you both have in common. So that's where we're talking about being the man of her dreams. You'll find some things you just really both get excited about. Or, like I said, maybe something she gets excited about, she couldn't have tried any other way, but to have a lifestyle connection with
you. Or she's a little bit afraid of something, you like, and you can help her and show her, like, no, it's okay, honey, if you never did it, you know, I can slowly introduce you and not overwhelm you, and then you will like that experience as well.
Then common goals, you know, do you both, how do you want family, you do or don't, you know, does she have family? Occupation, like we said, is there career opportunities for her to come and do things and expand what she does? And most education, I've really found out over the last 5 years, is transferable. I just talked to somebody today who had a master's degree. They got in, finished their master's degree in Mexico City. And it all transferred, you know, so that was his thing. But we find the same thing with the women. Like I said, the first international couple I met was Mike and Kira Moore. She was a practicing physician in St. Petersburg, Russia, and was able to come and then finish her boards here and now is a practicing doctor here.
Yeah.
So there's, or there are just things like, you know, Anna had the chance to just try a bunch of different things. And that's the freedom that we offer here in the West, is many, many opportunities to try different things they may not have been able to try. You know,
Because in America, it's actually sometimes some jobs, it's not necessarily if you have any kind of papers. Like I came in to sign and get a job, they only require my driver license and pass the test on the computer. It's like in Ukraine, you have to show 3 diplomas, your connections to get a great job. And here you can just have, you know, opportunities. So I think it's much different here when you can just go and try a bunch of different jobs and see what you're into, because not lots of people know what they're in love, you know, like what are you really passionate about. And for her, maybe she's not passionate about her job because that's what she does for me to survive, but maybe she can come here and find her passion and be really happy with that.
Well, and you make a good point. It's like she doesn't know because she hasn't had a chance to try these things.
Yes.
You know, in her mind she thinks this sounds great, I'd be excited about it, and tries and goes, ah, maybe not, but then she has a chance to try something else. So that's a great thing. So what careers could she have? And that's always just a great opportunity that provide. And then social circles. You think about, like, for instance, for me, I loved my poker group. It sounds like poker night. Really, Mark? That doesn't make sense. No, this was family night. This was a crazy, wonderful family reunion every Friday night. 30 people would pack this house. We'd have 18 people playing on these two poker tables. Ladies are cooking in the kitchen. Kids are playing video games upstairs. And every week it was chaos and food and family and fun and trash talk. And so to me, you talk about who lives there. You know, do you have family nearby? What are your circles of friends? Maybe it's through your church. Maybe it's through your hobbies. Maybe it's through your work. Mm-hmm. And so for her to realize there's going to be a social net, there's going to be places for her to feel, come in and feel adjusted. Then she starts to listen and go, those are fun friends. I would love to do that. And then that becomes an attraction.
Yeah, but okay. Don't overwhelm her immediately because no. I know my husband tried so hard to, this is going to be your friends. They're going to be your friends. I'm like, okay, I'll make sure I'll think about that.
Yeah, so allow her. But I have whole talks later on how to get her culturally adjusted, so. Another talk, another time. Your life is a result of the choices you make. If you don't like your life, it is time to start making better choices. Which will lead us into other stuff here in a little bit.
And, you know, you cannot complain. Like, lots of people have bad background and good background. You cannot just complain, oh, because of this, it screwed my life completely. Well, if you're going to keep saying that, no one's going to be attractive to you. It's your choice how you're going to look at that. And I always tell the guys, because I know lots of guys have bad experience maybe dating here with American ladies. And maybe that was heard before. And, you know, how are you going to explain that to your first, you know, your new half? Are you going to say, oh, yeah, all the women I have was really bad. And, like, nothing wrong with me. It's all bad with them. You cannot say that because in the relationship, you know, sometimes he's wrong, sometimes she's wrong. That's he have to say she's wrong, he's wrong. It's about how you say, like, my relationship didn't work out before. Now I'm happy to try something new and I'm really excited about it. You shouldn't never should say bad things about previous people because people will not be attractive to you.
It's true. Yeah, because immediately they'll go, sure, it was always them. But you don't have to explain. That's the whole point. Really, you'll be a long way into it before you start getting into past relationships and these kind of things. But the answer is still the same. You know, you always turn to them and you say, well, have you ever had a relationship that just didn't end up working out? Me too.
And, you know, even in your life, I think to hold a grudge on something and someone because someone screwed your life, I think it will drain you down eventually. And it's not for, you know, I think, like, for example, my opinion about life, if I don't like something, I don't think about it. If someone hurt me, I'm like, okay, I will remember that, but I'm not going to hold a grudge because you know, I hurt only myself to remember that all the time. Like, I will put a little fence around me and then I'll say, I don't trust anyone and all people are bad. And which is not true. You know, we have all experience. And before in Ukraine, I was dating too. Before my husband, before I was married, I had experiences with men who were nice at the beginning and not nice in the end. And it made me hate all the men. No, you know, it's just make me appreciate the right man, appreciate me. I have the guy by my side who is amazing compared to all the guys I had before. So that's why I really, yeah, really, really good looking too. So that's why, you know, it's what gives us better choice. Like if you didn't have a crappy relationship before, how would you know what's good relationship? Because you just had the bad and now you have a difference between those two. So it's attractive to not, you know, not hold a grudge, let it go and just enjoy yourself and have fun.
That's good stuff. I'm waiting for her book to come out. Balancing life and work.
Yeah, there you go.
There it is.
What do you call it?
Rollerblades.
Rollerblades. So yeah. Why is the Americans not driving those? In the movies, you do it all the time. Beach.
Yeah, everybody's got a beach, yeah.
Oh, it's cutie patootie doing yoga. So yeah, just balance your life and always take care of yourself because even like we too, you know, we work so much and sometimes we get carried away with job. But in the end, is jobs really matter for you? In the end, you're going to be lonely. You know, you're not going to have friends. You're going to have bad health because you just only care about job. So I think every once in a while, you have to slow down and think about what will be good for me. You know, should I lose a little bit of weight? Should I go jogging? Should I have, you know, go to some classes and just take care of yourself first because it's your life.
Excellent. I did a little quick thing about health and just because health does have a little bit of an effect on what's the man of her dreams. And so they're thinking to themselves more about in general. They're looking at you going, okay, how generally healthy are you more in terms of how long of life do you have? I mean,
because in Ukraine, it's a little bit different view on life. We have life expectation for men, 50, 60, taps. So if you are a 50-year-old man, for example, you look great, you feel great, and she will ask herself, well, what, we're going to live for 10 more years? Because in her head, you know, Ukrainian way, it's a little bit different. And now, you know, you have to tell her, like, no, Americans live until 1900, you know, it's a little different. And it's really important for her because, you know, ladies sometimes look into long time, like what we're going to have in 10 years, you know, what we're going to have in 5 years, what if we're going to have kids? You know, like, for example, I have one lady and her husband drive a motorcycle. She's like, what if something happened to him? Then I suck with kids. Then what, you know? So sometimes ladies go through panic modes. And when you're a little bit healthy and try to take care of yourself, it's really nice. And especially one advice to the guys, when you bring a lady here, do not let her eat all those fried food. Because, you know, you never think about that, but it's like normal here in Ukraine, it's not. And lady will act, her body will respond really bad to all that fried food and just big portions. Make sure she doesn't eat all that junk. You just have to warn her, like, honey, if you eat that, in a month or two, you're going to have like 5 pounds more. So because
it just doesn't work well their digestive system.
Yeah,
either.
Because here we have a different lifestyle. We do not walk as much as in Ukraine. We drive cars here. In Ukraine, we eat really healthy food and walk a lot. And here it's opposite. It's really cheap, junky food and you don't move. So you have to warn her that a little bit and to make sure she's aware of that.
Good, well said. This is not what Barbie looks like. This is not what fashion models look like. This is what
healthy.
Fit looks like. This is what healthy looks like. And this is sexy.
My picture.
Nice, babe. All right. And then finally, the last item is the protector provider. And this is the simpler one to comply with. But somehow she's still going to be asking the questions, like I said, because she's abandoning her entire safety net. For you. And so,
and protector and provider. Provider is, I mean, you don't have to be a rich person, but when you already find a woman, you have to understand you're going to bring her over, so she's not going to work for a while. She have to adapt, adjust to culture. And then, you know, she have to understand, like, yeah, she have a choice maybe for a year not to work and just, you know, relax. Because lots of people say, well, I want to find a wife and I want to, she will start working immediately because this and this and this. You're not looking for someone who will give you extra income in the family. You're looking for someone who makes your life amazing. And if she will be ready to go work, she will. But, you know, most of all, women looking for a guy for having a family, having kids. If she already have a kid, how can you provide for that kid? Because for them, it's, I don't know, we're like crazy people. We're all about family. Nothing's important for us. Nothing else. So you have to make sure, you know, you can tell her, like, yeah, of course, you know, we will have food. We'll have this. We can provide for that. In America, it's not too expensive to raise a kid compared to Ukraine. That's why in America, people have like 4 to 6 kids. And in Ukraine, you have 1, 2 is taps. And in our head, we have to think about constantly, because before that, we didn't have you. We always think for ourselves how we have to provide, what we have to do. And now we have totally depend on you. So we want to make sure, you know, you got it. And if you didn't, you have to let her know, like, yeah, maybe you should get a job. But you shouldn't, like, I had one couple who he immediately tried to push her on the job. And she's like, I'm not ready. I'm stressed. I don't understand English. So it's a little hard to do that way. You want to make sure everything goes in its own paces. Continue.
Well said. Okay, let's see what I put down here. Again, where are you taking her? Let's see, will she be safe? And it sounds stupid, because where we live, guys around the world, in the Western societies, we have fantastic police that really will respond to protect and to serve.
But we didn't know that.
Right, they don't know that, because, you know, in most parts of the world, you know, they have police that operate off of bribes, who may or may not respond, who may or may not be there for your best interest.
And, you know, we have one lady who have kids, and she's transferring to America now, and she says, my husband, my future husband said, we have a church school. What the hell is church school? For us, it was weird. I'm like, no, honey, it's actually good. You know, church is a good thing because there's going to be less bullying, there's going to be more smarter kids. And she's like, whew, I'm so happy now because, you know, I have, you know, kids who are foreigner come into a class and now everyone's going to be nicer to them because it's from church. So you have to understand, you have to give her perspective on stuff. Like if you have a child, you have to research what school you have, you know, so you can talk about like, yes, we have this school, it's grade school. We have this, this, and this, and this colleges, and this classes, extra English classes if your child needed to. So it's, you know, it's being safe and it's being you thinking ahead and it's going to be attractive to a lady.
And will she be provided for? So it comes to that question about how much income is enough. And again, like I said, at Dream Connections, our average client age is still about 38 to 40. We have the average income is still around 60 to 65, and so that means half the guys make less. But it's not about you know, how much it is. Do you have enough to bring someone home? I mean, truthfully, the fact that you make enough money to make the trip already says enough about mm-hmm. your financial abilities.
But also, it's attractive when you're in a relationship to share with her. Like, okay, honey, for example, I make $4,000 a month. You know, $2,000 I pay for a house, and then another $500 I pay for bills, and then we have $1,500 for us. You know, $500 we can spend, and maybe $1,000 gonna go to savings or for our wedding or something like that. So the more you open with her, and you know, you let her know what's in front, it's more easier for her to understand. Because if she says, oh, I want this, and you're like, well, honey, we have no money. And it's a little silly, because now you're a team and you have to work together. And in Ukraine, people are make work on so little amount of money, and they make work for everything. So you will be surprised, pleasantly surprised, how women will be adaptable to your, you know, situation, and how, you know, she's not going to ask you for diamond rings every month. She's not gonna ask you for new brand cars. You know, she's just gonna be by your side. And what, like, for example, if my husband said, here's a $500, it's for food, and whatever extra you have, it's all for you. So obviously I will think about first thing, okay, well, first I have to provide our son food. And so if I'll cook, I'll save it up, and then I can buy something or buy something for my son, for my husband. So it's all about, you know, what we need first, and then what we can get extra. Because in Ukraine, we don't have fancy lifestyles, and not too many people. And because of that, we're really smart with money, and we don't stress over it. And in fact, my one of the friends, she said, you know what, we used to make $3,000, and I had so much extra cash. Now my husband make like $8,000. I don't see all those monies. They all go somewhere, like some, I don't know. The more money you have, the more, the less you see
them. Tend to spend it, yeah.
So, yeah, you have to be just open. Openness, and, you know, just share with her everything you think. It's really attractive.
Mm-hmm. But as far as when you're dating and being attractive, you know, it's going to come down to this: your romantic chemistry, your lifestyle compatibility. You know, can you provide and protect? And really, that's the man of her dreams. You know, somebody I just love. I feel the energy about being around this guy. I love where our life could go together. I love our dreams. I love, you know, the fact that, you know, we have a life, and you know, we'll make it, and he takes care of me, and it's safe. This is the man of her dreams. And so if you understand this, you realize it's not the picture of having to be the GQ guy doing underwear commercials for, you know, for Calvin Klein. You know, this isn't about being the rich guy who has Ferraris. This, you know, this is about somebody who truly wins their heart. And I get this again. There's cynicism all the time. There's skeptics out there all the time. Even today, I answered a guy in one of the YouTube videos I did where he was just saying, oh, they're all they want is money. It's all about money, money. And I'm just going, that is so not true. You don't know how many ladies we've had who, as they get into a relationship, the chemistry just didn't end up fitting. And if she went along and she faked it and she just wanted the economics, she could have had lifestyles in America and this place and that place, and they don't. You know, that we are not dealing with those kind of women. You know, we're dealing with somebody where they'll say no and they'll stay with their the life that's normal to them.
Yeah.
You know, and wait for the guy that's their half, the one that really will light their world on fire. They're not going to go be, as somebody said, a bird in a gold cage, right? Mm-hmm. Just somebody's, you know, in a fancy house that's just somebody's material trophy. That's not it. But you don't have to be that thing. You don't have to be Ferrari guy. You don't have to be Mr. GQ bikini model. You know, it's really about, do you guys really, are you going nuts for each other? You know, is it just playful, fun energy? Just, you're excited like a little kid in high school again. You know, do you guys have, I want to go the same place in life? You know, do some things that are fun together. Do you see this compatibility? And then for most you, I can't imagine somebody who would say no to the ability to just basically provide and provide a safe place to bring them. But she'll want to know that. And so being the man of her dreams is not that far. And this is what we wanted to let you guys focus in on.
Okay, well, I guess it's it for tonight on this topic. We'll obviously have more, or I guess my husband have more.
Oh, I just had. So do you need to improve? Look, a man with a good heart is sufficient, but you should always be personally growing. And that's part of having ambition. You're just always bettering yourself. So you are good
and
enough.
You want to do mm-hmm. that for yourself as well. It's not just you doing for someone as well, mm-hmm. because it's just nice to do that, and mm-hmm. you will be surprised how happy you get becoming this. You know, take some classes, take some dancing classes, take some, I don't know, some other stuff, and do something you usually never do, because it will make you happy, and that's what's our life about, to be happy.
Yep, be that one, radiating that zone of I love my life, and I'm looking forward to just bringing somebody to share the ride. And that's very attractive. All right, guys, thanks for watching tonight.